Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Jessica. The subject is JD/MBA programs and applying.
Hello, Ben and Nathan, exclamation point. First off, thank you so much for your amazing podcast. I listen to it, as the title suggests, daily, exclamation point. It motivates me to get into my study mindset. I'm writing because I'm interested in pursuing corporate litigation following my internship at a corporate litigation firm this summer.
Great.
Therefore, I am also interested in getting my JD MBA, as I did nothing in undergrad concerning business. You don't need an MBA to understand business, but you need a JD to do corporate litigation.
Yeah. Most corporate litigators do not have MBAs.
No.
100% of corporate litigators have JDs.
Yep.
Could it give you a leg up? I guess in theory, but it's not going to be
worth
the time
the cost
and expense. Yeah. No.
Jessica continues, I'm wondering if it is more advantageous to apply as a JD MBA candidate, which seems like a lot of work that includes GMAT taking, or just apply as a JD and then try to get into the program thereafter. It might not matter at all, semicolon. Just wondering if it will either help or hurt my application in any way. Thanks, exclamation point. I don't think it will help you, and it will definitely cost you more in time and money. And in fact, it could hurt your LSAT score, because if you're distracted by the GMAT, now you're not putting as much time or effort into that. So just let it go.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't do it. It's too expensive. The benefits are totally uncertain. The costs are very certain, including taking the GMAT, prepping for the GMAT, doing more complicated applications. It's just this whole bullshit that you're going to have to do.
Also limiting, right?
Oh, like limiting yourself to schools that have JD MBAs.
Yeah.
They might already not give scholarships for these programs because they know that you're a sucker by the fact that you're trying to get a JD MBA. They're like, well, you don't know the game you're playing because you're trying to get a JD MBA. So sure, here, let us charge. We'll just charge full price. Oh, you want one expensive graduate degree? How about two expensive graduate degrees? It's not two for the price of one, by the way. It's two for the price of two. So, by the way, I do have a bit of authority. I've never done corporate litigation, but I do have an MBA and a JD. And I can tell you that my MBA was just completely trumped by the JD. The GMAT is easy compared to the LSAT. MBA program was easy compared to law school. Once you have a JD, you are allowed into the magical halls of justice. You know,
or corporate halls of.
Right. I mean,
yeah,
you'll be
finance.
Once you pass the bar exam, then you will be a wizard of law. Right. And once you have your law wizardry credentials, then you can do law.
Whatever but form that takes. Yeah.
The MBA does not do anything, not at all, like not a drop in the bucket to whether you're going to be allowed to practice corporate litigation. The JD 100% gets you in, and the MBA doesn't do anything. It's like a all access special pass. You know how there's like you go to a venue and then there's like venues within the venues, like velvet rope type of bullshit, like have the lanyard credential get to go in a thing. But this MBA doesn't get you into anything else that you wouldn't already have gotten into, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's like you're paying extra for this special ticket. What does the special ticket get you? General admission.
Yeah.
Now, learning about business?
Well, but it's funny because it's not even like for general admission, you're required to have a ticket.
But that's the JD.
You don't need an MBA.
No. The MBA it's a gold-plated special ticket. But other than the trappings of it, it's not a special ticket. It's just a normal ticket. I mean, it's not even a ticket at all, right?
It's not. It's nothing. Yeah, because.
Well, in this example, the MBA is like gilding around the edges of the ticket.
Sure.
You know, it's like Okay, so you've got a
shiny ticket.
That's not just a JD. That's a JD MBA. Oh, right this way, sir. And then they just put you in the general queue with all the other JDs. I mean, could be wrong, right? There could be like departments within law firms that really do encourage people to have MBAs. That's possible. But unless you were talking to me about a specific firm and a specific program, some training program or something that they have where it's like they only let MBAs do it, I can't imagine that this MBA is going to be a good value for you.
I really doubt it, though. Because if I were that law firm, then you'd be like limiting your best attorneys.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're like, oh, no, you have to have an MBA. Yeah. Like, well, hey, I went to, you know, Chicago, but if that's not good enough for you, see you later.
Yeah. MBAs are just, as a person who has an MBA, I can tell you that I am not impressed by MBAs generally. I mean, I used to have to teach GMAT. That shit sucked. Because I was teaching grown ass adults how to like do long division. They just did, they like either they never learned or they had forgotten how. I'm teaching them just basic math stuff.
Yeah.
And it was really kind of sobering. I actually quit teaching GMAT because it was too discouraging to work with the cohort of people. And my experience in my MBA program was really pretty similar. Like I was there on a full ride because I had this killer GMAT score, and there were four others in my class that had full rides. And then it was like everyone else was just suspect. You know, like I made some good friends, and the people have turned out successfully to lesser and greater extents, but the average, I wasn't like looking around going like, wow, these people are business geniuses. More like I was looking around going, you're from a very wealthy family and so are you. And you guys are paying my tuition. And it's just not like that. What is that degree at the end of the day? What is that degree really worth? It can't be worth that much unless there's a like high selectivity at the beginning of the process. And there just wasn't. Standalone, prestigious MBA programs, such as might be found at MIT or University of Chicago, there are very rigorous standalone MBA programs out there that mean something, but they're extremely selective. And these JD MBA programs are probably going to be not a selective JD or MBA. Right. It's going to be like, hey, you want a mediocre degree? We'll give you two mediocre degrees. How about that?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Jessica, for writing in. Email daily@lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.